Western government's hypocrisy over kidnapping of oppositionist Protasevich, the brazen skyjacking and kidnapping of Belarus opposition journalist Roman Protasevich by the Lukashenko dictatorship, has been roundly condemned. But the chorus of Western government's condemnation reeks with hypocrisy, given the notorious kidnapping of terrorist suspects, principally by previous US administrations, and assisted by the British government and others, known as extraordinary rendition. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, US President George Bush ordered this policy, which resulted in hundreds of prisoners being held without charge in CIA prisons in third countries, and in the notorious US-run Guantanamo Bay military camp in Cuba. It was reported, in late 2005, that the then Blair Labour government allowed secret US Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, extraordinary rendition flights to land at UK airports. Later, former Libyan dissident Abdel Hakim Belhaj took legal action against British security forces and former Labour Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw. Belhaj said Britain's MI6 spies provided intelligence which allowed the CIA to detain him and his pregnant wife in Thailand in 2004. US and Thai agents reportedly tortured them before returning them to Gaddafi's Libya, where they received further abuse. At the time, both British and US governments were seeking to repair relations with the Gaddafi dictatorship, and both saw Belhaj as a threat to this rapprochement. Jack Straw was accustomed to dealing with dictators. When Home Secretary, in 2000, he allowed Chile's General Pinochet, who was in London at the time, to return home after the ex-dictator, whose regime murdered thousands of left-wingers in the 1970s, had been indicted by a Spanish judge for complicity in torture. In May 2018, British Prime Minister Theresa May issued an official letter of apology for MI6's role in tipping off the CIA, and paid Belhaj £500,000 in compensation.